Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dick Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Triandos reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into Aparicio, who relays the ball to Lawler, who tags Robinson, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Smith moves to second. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisher moves to second. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pizarro, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisher moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisher scores. It's Orioles, 2, White Sox, 2. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-1 in the game. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Triandos trying to get to third. Robinson throws the ball into Smith, who tags Triandos for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Powell scores. Brandt moves to third. Fisher moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Domzani now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing right field. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Domzani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zani moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Zani scores. Fox moves to third. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zanny fires to first and has Brandt trapped. There's the throw to Fox, who tags Brandt for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Billy Heft now pitching. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Cunningham scores. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 4, White Sox, 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Triandos moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilhelm for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Turk Lown now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lown. Gentile scores. Triandos moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Snyder scores. Brandt moves to second. It's 7-4, Orioles. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Bob Farley pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-5 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.